We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Did you have something else there on craft and ownership making the pick, or can we move on to Arcan?
No, let's go ahead and Arcan Splain.
Arcan Splain is what I meant to say. Let's do that now.
This is all you get.
All right, no Mego today, so instead of Meg splaining, we're going to have a little Arcan splaining. And we were talking about this all week, really, because Mike Gorman called his last regular season game for the Celtics. Did you notice how right up in the face of him they got during the during that game one there with Miami? They had the camera like right in his face.
I did notice that
over and over again, and he is very gracious. But eventually, if I'm sitting there, I'm like, get the bleep out of my face.
I'll be honest. I was watching at a child's birthday party, and so I was watching, but not I couldn't hear it. But I did notice the very tight camera. I did notice that.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about him on that tight camera.
It was very very awkward. Yeah. But he's a pro. Obviously, he was great. Jack Edwards, we know, is retiring. Vern Lundquist announced that he's retiring. Yep. And John Sterling with the New York Yankees, very abruptly, not waiting to the end of the season, a couple weeks in, decided he's hanging it up as well. And the Yankees, who I think were caught a little off guard by this news, because they had a big celebration for him. And the celebration, I was told, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I'm told it was pretty good. They had people come out and speak. And then they gave him a gift. Now, we're no strangers to the idea of a guy retiring and getting a bunch of gifts. When even in baseball, I remember David Ortiz and his final tour and all the gifts that he got, the belt buckles.
What do you give to the man who has everything? In a word, more.
Who gave him the canoe? Did someone give him a canoe?
Yeah, I don't.
Am I crazy? Maybe it wasn't a canoe. It was some kind of boat.
No. That sounds right. I mean, Mariano Rivera got the broken bat rocking chair, right? Wasn't that Mo Rivera from
this bat? A David Ortiz model is like your heart. It is pure gold.
So people thought about it, and they had time to think about what they wanted to give David Ortiz because they knew he was going to retire. They had time to sort of put something together. I feel like the Yankees didn't have that same sort of time to do something for John Sterling, because when it came time to give him a prize, do we have the audio here, Ryan? Let's take a listen to what the New York Yankees, the most prestigious
what are they worth
franchise in all of baseball, one of the most prestigious franchises in American sports. Let's see what they gave to their play-by-play announcer.
They're worth $7.1 billion.
Oh, man. This gift is going to be amazing.
The latest money, the latest update I'm seeing from Forbes, $7 billion they're worth.
So surely they gave John Sterling something that is just going to make everybody very jealous. Let's hear what the Yankees got for John Sterling.
And lastly, John, so you can enjoy your beloved New York Yankees from home, LG, the official TV of the Yankees, is here to present you with the flagship 83-inch LG OLED 4G TV. And here to bring you the TV is the entire 2024 New York Yankees team.
Wow. Couldn't even find someone to bring it. They're like, just grab the thing and bring it out there. And by the way, it wasn't gift wrapped or anything.
No,
it was
in
just
the
in the box that it comes in at Best Buy. Like, it was just in
I was going to say. So they had the intern, or maybe a couple of interns, run to a Best Buy in the Bronx. And they had him go grab an 83-inch television, which, by the way, Sterling hasn't exactly been able to see, right? I mean, that's what you can tell on some of these broadcasts. So it's like, it's a little insulting.
I don't know why you think that.
They gave the man a giant projector screen of a television. It's product placement that's just, you know, gross on top of it. They're like, oh, let's make sure we make a buck off this thing as well, because you can't possibly just give the guy a gift.
And you can enjoy a nice Starry Lemon Lime, the official soft drink of the New York Yankees.
You can't just give the man a gift because he worked for the Yankees for 35 years or whatever, 36 years, 39 years, whatever it was. You can't just give the guy a gift. You got to turn it into product placement and make a profit on top of it as well. Oh, John, by the way, you're blind. Here's an 83-inch television that you can watch. It was picked up by two interns in the Bronx from some Best Buy, and the team has to walk it out to him. And it wasn't even wrapped. Like, what an insult.
Nothing.
What a slap in the face for that guy.
Someone said that the Yankees giving John Sterling a TV for a retirement gift is like when your boss gives you a pizza party at the end of the month instead of a bonus. I think that's a pretty good way of putting it.
Twitch chat, our guy Roba, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. It's a bad episode of The Price is Right. That's what it was. It's like a bad showcase showdown.
Oh, man. I mean, listen, maybe they wanted to do something more special for him, and maybe they will at some point down the road. But this really screams of like, oh, God, we got to get him something.
Stantonian home run.
Oh, man.
You know what they should do?
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Whoops. How about binoculars? Now, I mean, we can't give him binoculars. How about TV? He's probably got a TV. All right, let's give him a really big TV.
No, an 83.
Yeah, like
TV.
The biggest TV they have.
Yeah, don't we have a TV sponsor? Let's make some money off this.
Yeah.
He's at first base.
Bring my TV guy up here, the LG guy.
You know what they should start doing for these broadcasters that are retiring? And unfortunately, Mike Gorman, Jack Edwards, you guys missed the boat on this, as did Sterling. They should do like an announcer's registry.
That's a good idea.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Like,
what do you get for John Sterling? I have no idea. Registry.
Yeah.
Give us a list
of all the things you want.
Yeah. You and see, you know, somebody will pony up and do it. Could be Hal Steinbrenner. Could be Hank Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm.
Jeter. You know, all these great Yankees, current Yankees, if they want to, they get on the registry. They're like, oh, my God, what does Sterling want?
John Henry's like, suckers.
You're all getting kale from the garden.
Yeah. Like, Castig, if you're listening, you know, whenever you decide to hang him up, announcer's registry. That way you don't just get some 83-inch television from John Henry or whatever, you know.
Here's tomorrow's newspaper.
He got off me. We ain't tripping about that.
You know, so don't miss out like Gorman. You know, don't miss out like Jack Edwards, who unfortunately isn't really going out on his own terms. Although I wonder if Sterling is either, quite frankly. But
I'm wondering about that, too. But I also think, like, for the Yankees, he is someone people tune in for. You know, like, people tune in and listen to him, and they still like him. He still has, like, a positive Q rating, I think, with Yankee fans.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they want to move on from him. I don't know. Maybe it's like an Edwards situation where he's just, you know, suddenly feels like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, or you can't see or whatever, which is fine. That happens.
And he's 85 years old.
Happened to Gil? Like, you can't see anymore. It happens. I get it. And so you had to tap out earlier than maybe you wanted to. But announcer's registry just came to me. It's not a bad idea. You do it for weddings. You know, you do it for, what are the baby ones called? The baby
showers.
Thank you. A baby shower. Yes. You got a registry for a baby shower. Announcer registry on the way out. Mm-hmm. That way you don't wind up giving him some lame-ass TV.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great idea. Now, John Sterling, very famously, does not have much of a social life. And he's talked about this. He just goes to the game, he does the game, and then he goes home, and he goes to bed, and he gets up, and that's it. And then in the off-season, he doesn't go out ever.
Sex with Susan.
Gross. But
ironically, scheduled.
Wow.
Just sends a Susan you up. You know, a couple of those.
Goodness gracious!
7th-inning stretch is not over season.
You think, like, just
all right,
once?
It's more like a second inning.
Come on,
one time before I retire.
That's what happens, you know, in the last
Bernie's case. Not the only one going, boom.
We'll always have that night in Kansas City, Susan.
Yeah. Last nights of, like, a movie shoot. What do you think all those actors and actresses are doing? They're having sex with each other. That's what they do. That's what you do at the end of
things. Breaks up marriages left and right. It's true.
100%.
You're 1,000% right about that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Anyway, so hopefully John Sterling enjoys his new TV. There was also a little
Susan,
piece.
Susan, you know we can watch on this 83-inch TV. John Carlos Stanton highlights.
Debbie does Dallas Braden? That's a weird one.
Nice. Do we have time for this? There was also something
we got time
today
for
that happened with the Yankees. Manager Brett Boone was ejected from the game.
Aaron Boone.
What did I say?
You said Brett.
Oh, Brett Boone. No, not Brett Boone. Aaron Boone. How about Aaron Boone? Was ejected from their day game today, and apparently, I haven't heard this yet, but apparently it was very funny.
It was 5 pitches into the game, and you can hear Hunter Wendell's stat, because it was Oakland, it was the Yankees, nobody was at this game. You hear everything crystal clear.
Is the first base umpire call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone.
Oh, okay, Hunter.
So just for some clarity here, they're obviously
perfectly.
Hunter Wendell said is annoyed because Booney said something about, you know, who got hit or not. And obviously he's like, look, I checked. It was a foul. Didn't do anything. I'm not listening to you. Like, we're 5 pitches into the game, Aaron. Don't call him Brett.
Is the first base umpire you saw making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter.
Well, wow. You know wow. what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear. There you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
Hunter's fired up.
I did not say anything, Hunter. Okay, I did not say
it. It sounds like they're just dragging him.
Wow.
Away.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
So
that was pretty good. I wasn't expecting it to sound so good. Boone, I mean, that sounds amazing.
Oh, crystal clear. But yeah. Boone didn't say anything, right?
So
I didn't hear anything. I could hear every word that everyone was saying.
No, there's a side angle. John Boy, I think, did have video of this, right? Or was it somebody else?
This is
else?
How it was broadcast, because I may or may not have had a couple bucks on this game. Early. Spoiler alert.
A's won 2-0, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I did not get the over. But as you see, Hunter Wendell said, go on, you're out of here. Aaron Boone's not even looking at him, doesn't say a word. So he whips around and goes, are you kidding me? I didn't say anything. It was the guy in the crowd. And you can't hear. I can hear because I have headphones on. You hear Hunter Wendell said, go, I don't care.
Yeah.
Which is translation.
I don't care who said it. You're out of here.
Yeah. He goes, what do you mean you don't care? That's BS. That's BS. That's BS.
Okay. Obviously, he thought he heard Boone say it. It was a fan. And there's side view from like behind third base looking above the Yankees dugout where you can see that the fan chirps and Boone doesn't say anything.
Like you got anything else to say, you're gone.
And so the ump didn't know. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it was a good adjustment.
It was some like Yankee fan. Like, bleep you, ump.
Oh, bleep me? I'll show you. Get out of here.
Everybody's out of here.
And I don't
know when at the game.
So, you know, I mean, look. Bad day for the umpire. What are you going to do? Boone got thrown out. It's not like it's the first time the guy's been thrown out of a game.
Sure.
And
it was the 35th time he's been thrown out of a game.
So they lost to the A's, which I heard, you know, was just like a fireable offense, Arcan.
Yeah.
Red Sox didn't lose to them.
No, they didn't.
Nope, they did not.
It's their 9th win of the year, Oakland's.
Yeah, I mean, they're ahead of the Astros.
Yeah.
You don't want to give them any credit for beating the A's earlier this year, the Red Sox.
Wait, now I have to give them credit for beating the A's?
Yes. Yeah, when the Yankees are losing to them.
I thought it was an easy team to beat. Are they the easiest team to beat, or do you have to give them credit for beating them?
They're world beaters.
They're harder to beat than the Astros. And the Yankees have lost to them. The Red Sox didn't lose to them. The Yankees lost to them.
J.P. Sears out-dueled Carlos Rodon.
John Sterling Day, no less. No, that was over the weekend, right? That wasn't today.
And John Sterling saw the whole thing on his 83-inch TV. Thanks, Yankees.
Who's going to help me carry this?
Thanks, Costanza. That was a Costanza move. Yeah. Just get him a TV. I don't know.
If I could have access to anyone's text, I'd love to have access to Sterling and Waldman's private off-air text.
I would like to not have access to that.
And then I want to just have bleach standing by just in case to pour directly into my eyes, but I want to know. I want to know. They worked 30 years together or whatever. Nothing ever happened there.
Come on.
Nothing?
Unrealistic.
Come on. Traveling on the road. She's down in the clubhouse. She's back
late
up.
Late night at that hotel bar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Derek Jeter damn near killed her, Susan.
Come on. Anyway, that's Arcan's planning. Did you enjoy it? You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. We have Bet Roulette. Picks for tonight. Next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.